Welcome to the Kings Road Podcast. I am your host, the Aries Justin Yontz, and I'm here with my co-host,
City Sense. What's up?
And we are here to change your view on professional wrestling. And we are the Kings Road Podcast. And what do we have in store for this week? Well, we're basically going to talk about AEW and how much we hated it. And then we're going to talk about some of the news going on. So we'll start with the positive news. Apparently, Bray Wyatt is not coming back to wrestling for a while because right now he's gonna be he's doing a movie. That probably also helped. He's gonna be doing movies now, so that's kind of disappointing. And a lot of people.
First off, let's not like act like. Because he's potentially doing a horror film, then all of a sudden he's an actor. Like
No. My point is he's not an actor. My point is that he has to sign releases. He can't just, if he's doing a movie, they're not gonna let him like wrestle. You see how strict they are with The Rock.
Well, that's
especially
that's
if he's the lead.
Completely different environment. For example, Kurt Angle has done a whole bunch of stupid little B roll.
Yeah, but he's not been. But this isn't a stupid little B movie. This sounds like a movie. Sounds like a movie that actually has money to it. I mean, it's not.
They never have money.
Okay, that's not true. But
Scream
had money.
Yeah, and that's there's like three or four, and that's it. Most of them cost less than $25 million to make.
I don't know, but from reading what I read, it sounds like it has some money to it. So I don't know. Maybe he comes back. I think what he's doing, he's waiting and he's increasing his value. Because the longer he stays out, the more money he's worth and the more, you know.
Here's the thing, though. You can be true. Like, you can be right. He can increase his value by staying out. But I can also see a situation where he decreases his value by staying away because the landscape is kind of changing right now where WWE is letting go a lot of people. AEW's roster is kind of packed. It's getting to a situation where guys are going to have to go to TNA even if they don't want to, or New Japan, which is a problem right now because of the pandemic. It might be a situation where he might just have to wait till things get a little greener for wrestling. Because right now, it kind of feels like...
To be fair, though, it's falling. He's not the guys that they're releasing.
I know, he's a main event guy.
Not that, yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, you're a main event guy. You can't go to Japan unless you really want to do that whole protocol thing. Which is fine because it's not like he's working, you know, WWE or none. Or do you go to AEW right now? Like, is that even an option? Because now I'm starting to actually believe Tony Khan when he's saying he's not talking to him.
Well, Meltzer actually confirmed that he has talked to him.
He is?
So he has talked.
Okay, so he's
and they had discussions,
just like every other booker.
But apparently, he wants—I don't know. I think he wants to do this movie first. We talked a little bit about it. I think you know, CM Punk, and I think he's waiting for that to little die down a little bit.
He should.
Which I think is the smart move. I mean, he was needed.
Do you think he wants creative control?
I don't think it's so much that he wants creative control so much, but I think he wants to be able to do his own thing and not have like a Vince McMahon shutting him down.
Yeah.
Like he did, because let's be honest. He created two gimmicks that if they left it alone would have been world champion stuff. Mm-hmm. And they screwed it up both times. And both times it comes from the company. Because it wasn't his idea to do a stupid red light. It wasn't his idea to, you know, to do all the spooky stuff to the point where he just loses it every time. I mean, that was one of the
big
things.
You know what's infuriating about the red light thing is that I felt like it was a sabotage because they did this with Sin Cara and they knew it didn't work at all. They knew that.
But let's be honest. Stop
doing it.
The person who, this is a Kevin Dunn thing. Kevin Dunn wants that red light because he wants to justify his position as, you know, producer. Actually, let's talk a little bit about that. I haven't read this chapter yet in the John Moxley book, but he talks about how, you know, he won the, actually hinted at it in the, he has, I haven't gotten to the, but when he won the US title, you know, he mouthed the words, you know, give me the fucking belt, like a badass, which he should have.
He said the story before on Starrcade.
And they were upset. So, but he apparently, you know, apologized to Kevin Dunn. And they said that was fine. Oh, he did? Okay, so that's all right. And then he, you know, then he made him apologize in front of the whole truck.
Yeah.
As, and it's just like, that shows what a deceiving upper. Actually, somebody, I found somebody talked about Bray Wyatt. Somebody saw him in a hotel. This was like right after like the Fiend gimmick. Mm-hmm. And he kind of let him in and he said, yeah, they're already screwing it up. So he already kind of knew at that time that they were already screwing it up. The problem is, the thing is, he created two main event gimmicks and they screwed him up both times. Well, you, and it's both for it the yourself. Company.
See, what I know you know this, but this is the paradox, right? You say that he made the character like if it's a good thing, which it is, but we both know Vince won't see it that way. Historically, he has never liked a character he did not directly have a hand in.
No, I think that's...
Unless you want to kind of like Goldberg and stuff, but that's 10 years later.
But the I don't know, he's, I don't know, I mean, I think he had, I don't know, did he have a hand in it? I mean, I think since it came from his company, you know, NXT, and it came from his place, I don't know, maybe he doesn't. I mean, he treated Bray Wyatt, they gave him, it's really only until we got to the Cena feud that, okay, but that fell off a cliff.
You know that that's where Vince has the most input. So that's a very big red herring where everything is going good right until Vince actually takes an interest in you.
And but then, the Fiend thing, that was, you know, he was right up there. I mean, that it was his decision to put him, for him to win the belt in Saudi Arabia and, you know, hold it. You know, he ran through everybody until he had the decision that, oh, no, we don't want to do Fiend and Roman. We want to do Goldberg and Roman. And that's when it, you know, but then he gave him Cena and he let him just destroy Cena. Like Cena looked like a joke in that match. Like he banished him to a place we've never seen him.
WCW.
Anyways, the point is, I'd like to see what he can do when he's left alone. Look, sort of like Malakai Black. I like what he came up with on his own. Like that character, that mask, that music, that's all him. That's
I don't doubt that he would be great in AEW. But I do feel like his value could go down the way that the landscape is starting to look. Things are starting to look more oversaturated. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
He's a main event guy, meaning who can actually pay him? Is only three companies can realistically pay him anything close to WWE.
Yeah.
WWE fired him, so that's one company out of the running. So a bidding.
And it sounds like he wanted to get fired. Raises
the price.
And it sounds like he wanted.
Yeah, like fired. I don't think a bidding war between TNA and AEW is going to get
I think, you what you want. I think Bray watched that horrible Orton feud that we were all watching in real time and was like, this sucks. This is not what I want to do. And I'm playing the good soldier. And I think after a while that got old, you know. Somebody mentioned this. They said, you know, you notice how Becky and Charlotte are having tensions. A lot of people are thinking that maybe the tensions are coming because you can't get mad at Vince for booking you bad. So it's going to come out somewhere, and it's going to come out on the coworkers, because you got to be pissed somewhere.
Like,
and I think that might be a point.
You know, like, I can kind of get in the mindset of a Charlotte, in the sense of, imagine at the time you're by far the number one woman booked. You're the top star until Ronda comes in. You're pretty much the top star, and it's not even close. You're, of all the four horsewomen, you're clearly booked the strongest. You're clearly probably the best, or between you and Sasha.
But once again, that strong booking.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying it in the mindset of.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then you feud with your best friend. And then the crowd rejects you in favor of your best friend. And then the company goes with it.
Yeah.
And now she became the biggest woman star the company has ever had. Outdid you in one angle that the entire company booked you to look that way, and you could never get that over.
Yeah,
I could see
how. I can see how. But, you know, bringing it back to Bray Wyatt, we're talking about him. I mean, how do you've spent all this time on this? You created this Mr. Rogers character with this split personality, something completely nobody's ever seen, and they just kill it. I mean, you saw the reaction he got at that SummerSlam when he came out to kill Finn Balor. It was so new, so different.
The whole time I was saying, give it time. Give it time. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
The second he gets near that world title, wait for it. That shoe's got to drop. It always does.
Yeah.
The second he had the title, second Roman was near the vicinity, you smell Goldberg.
But to be fair, when he lost the title to Roman, he never pinned Roman. I mean, Roman never pinned The Fiend. He pinned, you know, Bray. And they had him low blow him. I mean, they kind of protected The Fiend in some ways. But then they never went back to it. So it really started to make him look. Then it made him look like an idiot. Yeah.
It's what WWE does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just.
I will say that that really.
It's like what they did to Kane. Kane was great when he first started. And then. Yeah. He became a joke.
But look, I feel that Roman, when he came back, I felt that he gained a lot.
Yeah, no, I told you, when I saw that, when he came out and that interfered in that SummerSlam match, I was like, something's different. I didn't know he was turning heel, but when he started beating up The Fiend, and going, you're just a clown in a mask.
I'm supposed to be scared of you?
Like that was great. And I was like, he's not, like, you could just tell he was reading
different.
From script.
He was
and
different.
Then he turns heel. Then he, that next SmackDown, he's aligned with Paul Heyman. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's when,
now he's,
that's
now, when now, now, really now they're giving hit. Us what we want to see. He's doing that's his own thing. Me. Yeah,
the Paul Heyman was that's where.
And then he makes the match, and he says, "Look, we gotta fix this match because I'm not doing these stipulations." And that triple threat match, he lets the Fiend and Strowman like kill each other. He comes out in the last 5 minutes and beats him. I'm like, okay, now I get it. That's and it was playing off of who he really is, and he didn't feel like he was playing a character.
Sucks, bro? Like,
and then they screwed that up too.
I'm watching not Danielson, having an and you get to see now how much WWE was holding back.
Oh yeah,
Bryan Danielson, and it makes me just wonder. Like, I think of Reigns or Seth Rollins, and how good those guys could be if they weren't in WWE.
Reigns would be even better. Because Reigns is
like him versus
he wouldn't be handicapped with these crappy matches.
Yeah, like, I would love to see him against Ishii or Minoru.
Yeah, like I'd love to see like Reigns do a match where he just beats the crap out of somebody and you just see the blood all over like his hands and something. He's like looking at it or whatever. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
they're never going to do that.
You know, I'll put a minor point because I feel like I'll forget if I don't say it now. But now that you talked about blood, that match with Punk and Eddie Kingston, you know what I really hate? I hate blood that has no sense.
Yeah.
Because and it's not because I hate blood. It's because I know the power of blood. As yeah. my favorite
well, look
wrestler,
at that. Look
being
at that
Stone
match.
Cold Steve Austin, I know what the power
I
blood
just watched the WrestleMania 13 and I was like, as I'm watching, I'm like, I kind of understand how Brett feels right now as he's been screwed and everything. But once he starts bleeding, that visual, no matter what happens, it almost is just, it works on such, if you don't have that blood in him pushing through the pain and the blood going in his eyes, it doesn't work. Like
now
it,
imagine
that change doesn't
so
work.
Now imagine that you remember the hot start at WrestleMania 13, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if Austin was busted open within the first minute of the match.
No,
does
sucked.
That match have the same drama?
No.
If you're bleeding within the first 5 minutes of the fucking match.
And that's the problem with the like point? An ECW when they would use blood is they would just start bleeding in the middle of in the beginning of the
and
match.
Look,
there's no point to it.
So like you also had Cody bleed. And by the end of the match, you don't have no blood anymore. Hangman, no blood anymore. CM Punk, most of the blood was gone by the time the match finished. So the image of what you wanted is already gone.
But they use it way too many times.
So early.
Jericho has been using the blood so many times that it's lost a lot of it's like what WWE used to do with after they started using blood. They use it all the time. It's like no, use it for Hell in a Cell, use it for big feuds.
And it doesn't mean anything if you use it. They used it like 4 times in the show.
I know, and it's lost its
and
it's
none
lost.
Of it
Mike
matters.
Tenay talked about that. It's lost its feel to it. It really has. I mean, blood that means something like 13 really works. Or
Cody Rhodes and Dustin.
Yeah, that was good use of blood.
That I felt was a good
use of blood. Or Foley with his tooth stuck up his nose.
Yes, of course.
I mean, that image of him. These are images you can't forget. Or like Shawn Michaels when he's bleeding in the bad blood.
We talk about Mick Foley. But think about it right now. How often has Mick Foley bled like at a big level? I never.
Yeah. Like, no, he wasn't really a bleeder like that.
Yeah, he wasn't. Not really. So it is memorable, but when he actually did it.
Like, but Sean, Bad Blood, The Hell in a Cell. That
man.
That crimson match.
When I first saw that match on demand. On my dial-up internet, it looked like Sean was dying.
Yeah, it does. It looks. Or what about when Rock is putting the ankle lock by Ken Shamrock, and he's coughing the blood out.
Great.
That, I actually, even as a heel, you're kind of like feeling bad for him. Like, oh, shit, he's really killing him. And then he reverses the match. He loses it. I mean, it's like those are good uses of blood.
Yeah.
Now let's try and think of something in this day and age or era. I'll give you one. I like the blood
Brock
in WrestleMania 31 when we finally see Brock is busted open. It's like the animal is wounded.
Match.
That was a good use of blood because it hadn't been done in a while.
Yeah,
I like that. Or
Brock and John Cena. The turn match.
That was a good use of blood. And it was memorable. I don't think the one when he busts open Randy was that good. It just looked like we just want to get out of finish.
Yeah, that wasn't that good.
we don't want to do the match. It would have worked if they hadn't have booked Roman like shit at WrestleMania 34 when he was bleeding. I mean, that was a time when they brought in blood. But Roman, nobody wanted to see Roman win. So it sucked. Didn't work. What's another? I don't know. Try and find something from the modern day.
Hogan.
No, modern day. What's a modern day? Use
of blood.
We said. Oh yeah, we said the Dustin and Cody. That was a good use of blood.
That was.
That's a match where the blood.
To me, that was the last good use of blood. Honestly.
I mean, do you remember any of the other blood? Well, all right, I'll say this. Thunder Rosa and Britt.
Oh,
that was a good use.
Yes.
That got them both.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. Totally.
It was
a
brilliant use of blood.
Yes, that was.
But that should have been, but it should have only happened a couple of times.
I don't think the last match she had in Halloween was a good use of blood.
No, they didn't need blood. We didn't need blood in half. I don't know. Actually, since it was a cage match, I do think they probably did need blood because I like that AEW has protected that the cage match does mean blood.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's devalued by the fact that the next pay-per-view, four of like the eight matches had blood.
Yeah, they're just using it for the sake of using it. It's special
if you only do it for blood feuds or cage matches.
I agree.
Things of that nature.
All right, we gotta get to the other stuff. Otherwise, we're just it's just gonna be a show. Let's talk about Bray Wyatt and blood. All right, so now let's talk about AEW. I'm going to be honest with you.
Say something.
The Dynamite that is doing Austin split screen. Which would have been much better than pretty much Dynamite and Rampage. So the only thing I really remember from Dynamite or think that was really worth talking about, I didn't like the Danielson match against... Who did he face? Yeah, see, there you go. Rocky Romero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, you know, decent.
Okay.
But the big thing
that
happened.
That's the chaos member that we want to see.
Yeah, the least chaos. So then we got, which is funny, it seems like they're doing a chaos invasion.
They are.
And there we go. So he's coming. All right, so. Let's talk about the Hangman Page.
Okay.
Omega contract signing.
Let's pause this for a second. You say he's coming. But now Omega ain't even the champion. So what the fuck is the point?
Why didn't they do Omega and Punk? All right. We can get into that. Let's just finish Dynamite here. Hangman Page, Omega, the contract signing. It was okay. And then we got the return of Don Callis. Don Callis.
Am I the only one who thinks it's laughable they're doing contract signing?
No, I don't want to see contract signings. But the way they did it was, they haven't done contract signings to death like WWE has. So I'll give them a pass. If they start doing this as a crutch,
It was well done. The surprise was well done because Don Callis hasn't been around.
I'll say this though.
I didn't
right
see it
before
coming.
Right before that, you saw the cameraman get in the shot.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was Don Callis. I thought it might have been.
I didn't know it was
bump.
Don Callis, but it was kind of like we should.
Yeah, I thought it might have been a buck. You know,
but they did a good job. And then, as soon as he hit him, you knew it was Don Callis.
The blood was good. But the thing is, Kenny, the way
I don't think he is a bleeder.
He's not good at aspirin. Punches and stuff.
I don't think Hangman, though, maybe he didn't take the aspirin like most of the guys knew how to do. They would take the aspirin so it would bleed more.
I think is that maybe they just don't have that kind of experience when it comes to blading. Like, how many times Omega blade?
Yeah, he didn't bleed that many times.
You know, like, if you would have gave Stone Cold that those 10 seconds,
yeah, give him a
you
call,
made it look good.
Be like, son, I'm gonna tell you how to. You gotta do this. This is how you're gonna get the blood.
You gotta lay your shit. You gotta lay your shit.
Lay
in,
shit
son.
In. Oh yeah, like he did to Jim Ross, and he was like, damn, you know, he's like, well, it's live television.
This is your one
son.
Shot, kid.
It's live television, so I gotta make it look good. And he's like, it wasn't live, it's taped.
Well, you gotta act like it's live.
He beat the living shit out of Jim Ross, like for real. When you read that in the book, I'm like, oh my god,
gotta lay your shit in.
I gotta make it look good, son. He said it was the most painful thing he's ever. He said when Triple H busted him
it
open in
painful.
The in the match,
painful.
He said that, you know, it was so easy.
Yeah, it looked painful. He beat the shit out of
it. Jim, he was like, he pushed
I'm
his
not
head
gonna lie, like
they probably cut
it was
some of that.
It felt uncomfortable.
They probably
to watch.
Cut that because it was SmackDown and they love to cut things. So they probably cut. It was probably more brutal live
it felt
than what we saw. No, it
felt
did.
Uncomfortable.
Well, fucking, he's bullying him and he starts going, does that upset you, son? You need to take
yeah,
a little
but
belt buckle.
We've seen
little
JR
shirt.
In these situations before, but man, it just didn't feel right when it was like, man.
He's like,
I
you're gonna hit
heel
me,
turn.
Hillbilly
heel,
boy.
He betrayed his character with that heel turn.
Are you gonna hit me, Hillbilly boy? And then Vince comes out and he screams. He's like, stop it, Steve. You're taking it easy on your best friend. That's your very best
you
friend.
Open
him up. Open. And then you see him hitting him hard. And in Jim Ross's book, he said he started really hitting him hard.
It looked like it. Like he hyped him up.
He looked like he was dead. So one thing I did like about that heel turn was like he started like being vicious again like that.
Yeah,
but
like
when he – so if they wanted – here's the problem. When he turned heel again, that was the mistake.
Here's
that
the
was
thing.
The real
I
fatal
think all
mistake.
Of it – was a mistake, but I think they sunk the battleship.
But yeah, if he had come back at Invasion as the old Stone Cold or whatever, let Rock be the heel in the Invasion. That would have been better.
Here's the thing.
All right, once again, we're talking about
people need to
talking about
this is a subject that now needs to be said. People, a lot of people just can't understand how popular wrestling was and Austin was at that time.
Yeah, women watched it, men watched it,
people
children
that
watched
compare
it,
him to
everybody
Johnson that just
it.
Do not understand the
not
gravity
even
of what they're saying.
It was water cooler talk. Raw was something that a lot of people like you talked about in school.
But you say Raw, no, Austin. That's the thing. You, like everybody likes to say, oh, it was a great Ross. And yes, it was.
Yeah.
But there is no doubt who was the guy. Rock was second. And that was always clear.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I just,
you,
but
you
the
know
thing
where
that...
it hit you that that it wasn't even close? I thought before WrestleMania 17 they were close, but then whenever they faced off, the crowd would turn on The Rock so fast. I thought The Rock was going to turn heel, if anything. And then here's the thing. You got to understand, like for me, and a lot of people, I'm not the only one, Austin got us to really care. So what do we believe in? Number one, he hates Vince.
Yeah.
And you betray that.
Here's the thing. If he was gonna use
buy it anymore after that.
If he was gonna use the, you know, I'm gonna align with Vince, he should have cut the promo where he's like, look, I don't like this son of a bitch at all, but I wanna win the title no matter what. Like if he actually
accepted. This is what I would have accepted.
Okay.
They do the match the way they did it, and when he shakes his hand, stuns him right there.
But then he's not a heel.
That's the point.
I know, but my point is,
turn.
Okay, but if you did want to turn him heel.
No, but fundamentally, that was the problem. He cannot.
But he wanted to do it.
It doesn't matter. It killed the business.
All right, here's the thing. I think, yeah, it killed the business. But he would have been fine if he had reverted back at the invasion. Because it was only a couple of months.
But I don't think he would be able to be what he was already, because he was already losing steam before Mania.
The damage to me when he just becomes a face in Survivor Series. Yeah, that was stupid. I didn't like that.
I'm sorry. That just.
I didn't like the hugging crap. I know they couldn't work, but.
Making songs to Vince.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was kind of betraying his
that whole year was a betrayal to his character.
But he didn't. But at first, when he was heel, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't acting like an idiot.
This is what
that didn't happen till June.
This is what he should have done. Stuns him, and then the next night says, I wanted to win this more than anything. And so I told him I'd join him. And then I turned my back on him because that's DTA, don't trust anybody. And the fans wouldn't give a fuck. And we would have just gone along. Believe me.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. At that time, I kind of liked the heel turn because he was starting to become stale to me. Looking back at it, it was the wrong move.
But
as a fan, I was kind of enjoying it. I didn't like the way he was being positioned.
His momentum was lowering. I agree.
So the thing that happened that the heel turn did, it gave him that viciousness that I liked about him.
Yes,
that's why we liked him to begin with.
Exactly.
He wasn't the same guy.
He was a baby face and was still vicious.
Yeah.
You understand? The difference... what you do doesn't dictate whether you're a baby face or a heel. The crowd dictates whether.
But I don't think he. It's like when he came back in 2000. He forgot. Once again, we're talking about Austin again. We can talk hours about. We will do. I think we should do. We should do. You know, try talking about Austin heel turn.
We will probably eventually get to that.
I think we'll eventually, but we got a lot of things that we want to get to.
And the destruction of the business that was that turn.
And we will talk about that. But I will
stress one thing, that you think that they could have done the heel turn right if they did it right. I don't think.
No, looking back at it now, I don't think they could have done it right. But if you were going to do it, they could have done it much better.
Here's the thing, though. I feel they had Hogan syndrome and feeling that, okay, I'm turning like Hogan, so let me turn before I get stale. And I think they overshot it.
But here's the thing. This didn't come from Vince. This was Austin wanted to turn.
Yes.
Austin is the one that wanted to turn. Vince didn't want to do it.
And it's like what I just said about Punk. Who's the fucking booker? All the time.
No, I know.
He decides to listen is to do the stupidest
thing. But when you have a top guy like Steve, who Vince knows pretty much saved his damn company, you're going to listen to that guy.
Yeah, it's hard. Man.
It's not like he's talking to Sin Cara and Sin Cara saying,
Austin said that Vince said that he has the best instincts. But man, his instincts were wrong with that one, man. Like,
well, you read about what Jim Ross said about it. He said, you know, Jim Ross was like, why are we doing this? He's like, well, we owe it to Steve. That's what Vince said. That's probably why Vince was so hurt when he walked out on him.
You know, like, here's the thing. It was a stupid choice, but I can't disagree with that sentiment. If there's one guy that you can say, man, we owe him to do this.
And that's it.
There's one guy who you could really say
that's what it is.
It is what it is.
And that's probably why he was so upset when he did walk out, even though he was baiting and switching him. I think he, you know, that hurt him more than anything. Because Vince is a very sensitive guy when you really get down to it. That's part of who he is. All right, let's get back to right, let's talk about Rampage. I thought the ending was boring. What was Orange Cassidy versus Matt Hardy, and it's just a fuck finish.
Put this in perspective. Rampage at 10. The go home show.
It didn't make me want to watch the show. Pay-per-view.
The last pay-per-view of the year. Here's a little stat. Kenny Omega and Hangman Page, CM Punk and Eddie Kingston in Dynamite and Rampage had less than 2 minutes combined of screen time.
I know.
The two main event matches.
I know. It was dumb. Also, I'm going to say this about the hype, the go-home show they did, or the hype show after it. They didn't spend long enough on enough matches. They tried to do all the matches, and I thought that hurt it. They needed to spend 5 minutes on one, 5 minutes on this,
focus
5
on
minutes
four on matches and call it a day.
Instead, they did everybody.
That kind of attention.
We're hearing Ty Conte talk about it. She's, you know, nobody this cares. Is going to be a really hard match. Like,
she has cares. A nice ass. That's it.
Well, I told you it was like, the match about, you know, it's an ass for an ass match.
Man, they need to do some bra and panty matches for real, though, man. I
don't know. They might have to. All right. So let's talk about now we're going to talk spoilers. We're about to talk about Full Gear. All right. So Full Gear.
I don't know. We're in the
minority, I don't know what to say.
Man.
It was a.
I don't know. But man, to me, that show sucked.
It didn't do anything for me in there either. It feels like such a step back from where we were. Remember how excited we were when Punk and Danielson were in and we're like,
Jesus,
this is what we got.
It feels like that was a year ago.
It does. Remember we were all like, oh yeah, Wyatt's coming in and we get Danielson and we get CM Punk. And it's like, nope, none of those are going to matter. We're going with Hangman.
You know what's weird? I put on the show. And I see Nyla Rose. And Hikaru Shida.
Yeah, I didn't even watch
and
that, man.
Thunder Rosa and somebody else. And
somebody else.
I'm watching this and I'm like, aren't they in the tournament? Why is the tournament matches not on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, why is the tournament not finishing up on the pay-per-view? So we're going to crown it on a Dynamite?
Maybe the TBS debut. This is the only thing that makes sense.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. That's probably.
But that's like. That's
so they're going to waste a whole month? So what? The tournament's going to have like 2 weeks in between? Okay. They finally did it. Hangman Page is now the champion. Let's see what he does with the belt. I don't think he's the guy.
Okay, we'll start with the baby bet then. Yeah. I'll say the promo video that he had was good. It was artful. There was thought put into it. It reminded me of the old Sting promo video for Starrcade 97, where like he would walk and you see Hogan in the walls. Yeah. I like that. I love
yeah,
that.
But the Hogan Sting one is really cool and badass.
I'm saying it reminded me of it. You got to understand.
He's walking
WWE
around on a horse.
Doesn't do any of that kind of shit. The only one, the last promo video WWE did that I liked was the one with the Shield triple threat match where they had the flags and this is a war. And, like that was cool.
I like the Taker Sean one when he was going to retire. That was good.
That was
with good. Running up that hill. That by the
that was
by good. Placebo. Like that that song highlighted it and it showed how much Sean wanted it. That's the last one that really did something for me. Like that. That was even the Danielson one at 30. I thought it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
I hate that song that they picked. I was like, this is the song you pick. But anyways,
I thought the Darby Allin MJF match was very surprising.
All right, all right, you want to go back to the opener? All right, let's do the opener. Yeah, the MJF Darby. I thought that was a good match. I thought it was good, and it MJF, showed that MJF can work.
It surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah,
it was good.
I thought he needed to win this.
In fact, you know what? MJF impressed me the most of anybody on this show because he's the one I expected the least from and gave me the most.
I'll say this. Sting beating everybody up with a bat is always entertaining.
I like how they at least, you know, they keep him there. They do little things, but, you know, he's not winning.
They've done a better job with Sting than his like whole TNA run, except for like the first year. Like this is perfect. He comes out, he nails them all with the bat. I gotta say this. I think MJF needed to win this match. It feels like he's lost every match. I know they probably wanted to give Darby, you know, a win since he just lost to Punk, but I think MJF needed this win.
I agree.
Especially if they're gonna continue the feud.
And especially if they are gonna set up MJF against Punk, because that's kind of my instinct that they're going there. And he can't go there if he couldn't beat the guy.
After what we've seen with Kingston, I'd be careful with that. he might turn MJF face.
Shit. Yeah, you're right.
He might turn him face. I mean,
against Cody to get cheered.
That's probably what he's gonna have to do. Is go against Cody. All right, so what's the next match after that? What was there was the opener and I don't have the match.
The Lucha Bros against
FTR. I thought this was good. It's not the greatest tag match that I've ever seen. Like I thought they were going to try and go for. This felt like a nice tag match. It was good. Really good.
I don't know, man. Like they don't have good chemistry, I feel.
Well, like, one's like a Midnight Express type wrestlers, and then you got the Lucha Bros who are like, you know, very much Young Bucks style. And I think they clash a little.
Yeah, but the Revival have great matches with the Bucks.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know, like
I don't know. Yeah,
you bring up the Luchadors.
It's kind of like Austin and Taker. They never had good chemistry. I always hated those matches. They were always boring.
It's so weird.
Even though they had great storylines leading up to it. It's just the match. You got to the match. It was like, once again, we're going back to Austin. We can't go 2 minutes without bringing up Austin. We might as well just do an Austin podcast.
We kind of are, though.
Which is basically what we're doing. We just have to go through his whole career, just every angle. Like, man, we're just really an Austin podcast. We don't want to talk about it. And then we'll talk about Sting and the NWO. And then everything else is, but anyway, all right, let's try and see if we can go like 1 minute without talk. What's the next match? What's after that?
Danielson and Miro.
This was a good match, but from what we've seen with Danielson, I wanted to see him like almost kill Miro to win. And it didn't feel like that. It felt like a match.
Yeah, it was good. It had a good story. It had good psychology. It made sense. But I felt like Moxley and Danielson was gonna have such a great fucking match. Yeah. And this did not give me what I wanted to see.
Especially since Moxley considers Danielson the best wrestler he's ever seen.
I think that was gonna be a show out match.
But we didn't get that. We got this. It feels like we've been sabotaged.
I like Miro a lot.
And did he actually tap? So he did tap out. Did he tap out?
Nah, I think he passed out.
Okay, so they did protect him that way.
Yeah, he was
They ruled that the Miro was knocked. All right, that's good. At least he didn't tap. I thought he tapped out. No. The next match is Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Jungle Boy versus Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. I thought they did too much.
That was stupid.
I thought they did way too much, and that's my problem with it.
It felt like Young Bucks, a Rampage match.
It
should have been on Rampage instead of Orange Cassidy and Matt Hardy.
Did they have blood in that match? Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, Adam Cole.
Blood.
Yeah. All right, so one. One blood, where it doesn't mean anything. Great. Cody Rhodes and Pac versus Malakai Black. Oh, yeah. Who won? Oh, yeah, the Jungle Boy won.
Yeah.
They hit the concerto, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you beat him?
He won.
Yeah. Yeah. Christian set up Mad Jack for the concerto, and Jungle Boy hit the finish, and that's how they beat him.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Cody Rhodes and Pac versus Malakai Black and Andre. How do you pronounce it? It's not bad, but it's not great either.
But this should.
And all
been
I was
like
looking for was Bray Wyatt.
This should have. Here's the thing, right? So they had Cody and Malakai Black on Dynamite. They have Pac and Andrade on Rampage.
And those were all great matches.
Why can't you have those two matches on the pay-per-view instead and do the tag matches on the show?
I don't get it.
They're reversed.
Cody has to be going heel, right? I mean, the way he was acting tonight, he has to be going heel, right? Do you think when he faked when he's sitting there out there with a knee injury, I'm sorry, that's a that's a heel move. That's like, he's starting to feel like Cena, where Cena would, like, you know, like he's trolling us. And I'm like, dude,
maybe
be careful. I mean, if he turns that into a heel character where he's trolling people and he comes out and he's like, you know, that'd I love all good. You guys. And like in his mind, he's the face. That'd be great. Like, did you hear the thing that Cornette was talking about when he was directing Sting? Russo told Sting that even though he's in the main event Mafia, that it was that he wasn't a heel. So he's got all these matches where he's facing Babyface and Sting, and Jim Cornette's like, I don't know what to do. So, you know, because Sting thinks he's a face, so he had to beat all the faces clean. And he's just like, and everybody's standing around looking at him like, well, what are we supposed to do? He's pretty much killing us. We're supposed to be the faces. I thought that was there. And that's what Cody could do. He loves Sting, so he might as well do that. He could be like a face in his own mind, even though everybody's booing him, and just talk the same way and be like, but have everybody, you know, but be the heel and have the announcers position him as the heel. Because I don't know what else he's doing. I mean, you know, that way he could still be like, you know, I'm never going to go for the world title. I'll never do, you know, like nothing changes.
And here's another thing. Why the fuck is Pac beating Andrade again? Like, damn, man. Is this guy always going to take the jobs?
Like, I don't know.
He's just there to do the J-O-B all the time. Like,
Charlotte needs to come in there and be like, my man is not doing
something. Like, fuck.
I don't know. Well, at least he's doing more moves now. He's doing the top rope moves, which is great. Something's missing with him. I'll tell you what he's missing.
I
like
him. I think
he's missing Ric Flair.
He is missing Ric Flair, but
then we were supposed to get Ric Flair, and then this damn Dark Side of the Moon
job ruined everything. Every 2 seconds.
You know, I don't know. It's very. This was on the Observer. They wrote this was a struggle and a bit disappointing. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right, so now we get to CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. You hated the trunks.
About the Britt Baker match.
No, that's not. That's
Yes.
Oh, is that? Next. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Oh, that's what they were talking about.
Yes.
They were saying that was a struggle and a bit disappointing. Yeah. That was just horrible.
That was,
what?
Look. Yes, I agree. It was a struggle. It was very disappointing. I'm like.
So Britt Baker with apparently the guitarist from Fozzy.
Yeah.
I'm like. Does everything have to revolve around Chris Jericho now?
I wish they had Sasha or Tessa. Tessa or
I wish Tessa
Give
would just like
someone.
Can she just like beg for forgiveness or something so we can get her back on TV? Because we don't have anybody.
She better not make.
I don't think Jade Cargill has a
Hogan apology.
Good. She has good offense, but. I don't know. Her matches suck.
Her matches aren't supposed to be good.
No, I know, but eventually you have to get to the point where you actually have to have matches.
I don't agree with that.
No?
Certain guys... See, that's what everybody said about Goldberg. No. You could have ran that 5-6 minute match shit for years. For years. Yeah. They could have ran that shit through the ground. If it makes money, that's all that matters, right?
No, I don't think people are going to be paying money to see Jade Cargill like that. I think she can be a nice utility character.
Hey, China was over.
She doesn't have the China aura. China had something that was just special that nobody, very few women have had. It's like Sable.
I like Jade. I think I see it.
I like Jade, but I don't see that level of charisma. Because, I don't know, she talks too much. She didn't talk as much at all, and I don't like this I'm the baddest bitch thing. It comes off fake to me. I don't buy it. China didn't talk. That's what gave her this mystique. We didn't know what the hell she sounded
she
like.
She didn't
just
talk because she was next to Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
I know, but
it was their choice.
But it gave her, whether it was by accident or by choice, it gave her a mystique. Once again, we're talking about the attitude. Yeah. Can we not compare?
Okay, but you say China, but like when she started talking, it wasn't much better than what
Jade Cargill was
doing.
I didn't like that, but by 99.
And honestly, you can't even say China was that much better of a worker than Jade Cargill.
No, she's not a good worker, but she had an aura to her.
To me, she got an aura.
No, not like that. I don't. With China, you. People that didn't even watch wrestling watched her. She doesn't have that.
Everybody was watching wrestling back then. That's different.
But like they remembered her.
Everybody remembers the good shit from back
then.
They
remembered China. They remembered Sable.
What does everyone say?
Nobody's gonna fucking remember Jade Cargill.
Oh, Justin, I watched when it was good. And when was it good? When China, Austin, Sable.
Yeah, and you think Jade Cargill is going to just light the world on fire? Dude, here's what's going to happen. Once they start pushing her, those fans are going to turn on her and just like they did Cody. And we're going to be listening to a bunch of boos the whole time. Nothing great is going to be here.
I like her.
I don't see. I didn't say I don't like her. I'm just saying that
when I mean I like her, I mean
my
I
world on
the
fire.
Push.
I don't see her as. I mean, I see her once she finally loses. That's gonna be it. And I don't see them booking her. You know, maybe they're gonna hold her to that, but it's gonna get really old after all. So her matches aren't getting better. Matches are boring as shit.
See, I don't have a problem with her not having good matches. I have a problem when Britt.
If you give her a belt, she's gonna have to eventually
have good
wrestle
matches.
Other people.
I think her character
they don't
can
have
get
a,
away with it.
If they had a really deep women's roster, I would agree with
yes,
you.
Yes, I agree. Don't. I think that's the biggest problem.
They don't have a deep roster.
They need better workers so that you can revolve.
Sooner than later, she's going to have to go against a Britt Baker.
Because right now, here's a problem. Is Britt and
Britt's running out of Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, but like, you need more than – you need four at least. You always need four.
I know, but they don't have four. What they need is they need to get Sasha or Charlotte. Yeah.
Because you need people that can make a Jay look
great. Or a Tessa.
Because let's be honest, the reason China got over wasn't because of her charisma. She got over because main event guys, men, were selling to her. That's what got her over.
Sasha, but also – The way she would stand on the, you know, stand there where DX would be doing all this goofy shit. And she was just the straight man.
Yeah.
It gave her this different feel to her. And she didn't give a shit.
What made her a star is that she was interacting with main event people and they were selling to her.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you don't have none. Because then, remember, China, nobody was selling to her by 99, and then she looked normal.
Well, Austin, you know, look at the pop Austin gets at No Way Out, 1990.
What a different generation.
1998, when he stuns her, it's the biggest thing on the whole show. And he was the first person to do anything to her. You know, and then she never really. Then the next person that got her was The Rock.
Yeah, I never understood that.
The Rock put her down. He's like, put her down on her knees. You know, China, looking at you, look that. It almost looks like a natural position.
But you know what? I never understood why that Austin never had a program with China after that. Because I feel like that pop would have gave you a message where, man, I need to do something. I'm not sure if China, but like something more revolving China. Triple H wasn't right.
No. I'm sure Russo probably pushed for it. And remember, they teased it at SummerSlam 99 of doing that. But this is Austin in the 90s. Mm-hmm. He was not going to, he was not selling. No. He wouldn't even sell for Mark Mir. He didn't even sell. Remember, this is the Austin
his
where
wife
like
doesn't you heard, sell for him.
You heard the stories, a Big Show. You know, he was first wrestling Austin. He's like, he's not letting me get anything in. He's like, well, you know, you got to get your stuff in. You know, like he's just thinking it's gonna be, oh, it's my turn. And Austin's not like that. He's like, you got to grab me today. He's like Brock. But he'll sell for you, but you better.
I'm sorry, but Big Show should have known better. Like, you were around Hogan, and you're telling me this is like a shot.
He was protected by Hogan.
Yeah, that
because
is
he was
true.
Hogan's that... boy. He was fine. When he came up, he's like,
man, Austin was looking at him
I bet he's like, looks like, okay, all right, now it's my turn. He's like, nope, not near that tonight. I'm just going to keep hitting you. I mean, he tells that story where he hit the stunners.
Look
like,
how long it took us before we got back to Austin.
So we got the thing. And that was, you know, that showed what a superior. All right, we've gotten completely off on a tangent. Let's talk now about CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. You hated the tights.
Okay, look, I don't want nobody to tell me shit about anything else about this match, but the man had boxer briefs on. I'm not feeling that at all, bro. Like,
didn't he wear that in UFC?
Oh my, what?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, man, bro, those shits were so low. What? No. Oh my God. It was. Why? I didn't think he could wear something and made me say, man, bring back the long tights. Bring back the long tights. This is worse than Okada pants. This is. Oh, Jesus.
No. The Okada with the balloons. That was awful.
No. This is worse, bro.
You think this is worse?
This hurt me, man. This.
Is that you there?
Damn.
He's gonna come out with the George St. Pierre like tights.
So cheap.
With the little tights there.
It looked like he was doing a tribute to ROH by wearing ROH shitty gear.
Well, that's probably what he's doing.
Jesus, bro, it looks so cheap.
Eddie Kingston. This was an 11-minute match. I don't know.
Wow.
I thought this had potential, but it just...
This was a match I was most excited for. And to say it was disappointing doesn't really do it justice. The fight was fine, but I was never engaged in the fight. Like, you know, like Ishii and Shingo and Shibata and like the guys over there, like they get you. It's Minoru Suzuki and Danielson.
Yeah, because they were hitting. Remember how he already hit him? He hit him so hard he fell down.
Yeah, but the way Danielson would fire up would get you in when he's like, hit me, motherfucker. And then they go after each other. I got engaged, kind of like an Ishii match. But this just, it didn't grab me. And now, because it feels like they're doing fake. Guess what? I seen Eddie Kingston and Danielson. That was great.
Yeah.
Now I can't blame Eddie Kingston. No. He's been doing pretty good work, and what he did in the match wasn't bad. Punk wasn't translating to me, and the crowd turned on him.
I think Punk is gonna be a heel before the end of the year. He likes it or not.
I didn't want to say this, but this match made me feel like AEW is going down the TNA path, because they had the hottest baby face in the last 10, 15 years. And within a month and a half, people are already booing him versus a guy that you can very well say is a mid-carder.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
What the fuck?
I think he did himself no favors.
Of Hulk Hogan getting booed over Billy Kidman. I believe that did happen, actually. That's my point.
Well, no. They would boo him like when they would show him, but like as soon as he came out, he would cheer him. That's still Hulk Hogan. Whereas now, they would boo Hulk Hogan. I don't know. I don't think he did himself any favors doing all those Rampage matches that nobody cared about. That kind of lessened his aura, because it showed his matches weren't as good, and the flip flopping with the stuff, and also that let's be honest, that we didn't get a chance to talk about this. Let's talk a little bit about that confrontation. That was the first time Punk looked kind of like a heel there, and that brawl.
He looked like a heel, and
he didn't look like he wanted to get his hands dirty.
He got the headbutt in. That was a cheap shot.
And he didn't look like he wanted to get his hands dirty. Like when Kingston's trying to be, he was like, he reminded me of like Mike Tyson. And when Austin is doing everything, they've got like four guys on him, and Tyson's like.
But even when Punk was saying, you sure you don't mean darker elevation? That's a heel line.
Yeah.
With that, isn't the pay-per-view a little high for you? Like, that's a heel line.
Yeah, he's starting to feel like, I'm starting to think he wants to be a heel.
It's obvious he wants to be a heel.
He obviously wants to be a heel.
But that's not my argument. You know what my argument is.
No, I know your argument.
You don't get that every now and then. You get that once a generation. Those kind of wrestlers
that
can
generate that kind of... But that seems to be what he wants to do, is destroy that aura.
You don't get that often. This is why the Austin turn was stupid.
I mean, you can book whatever you want, but if he goes out there and says stupid shit like that, you know, like dark and elevation, and says things like he's going to turn himself.
The booker and the wrestler got to see eye to eye with it. I'm just saying, this is not the direction that betters the company the business.
But this is obviously what he wants to do.
Like,
I mean, you saw him at the end there when he beats him. He beat him with the GTS, and then he hit him again with the GTS and waited a little bit before he pinned him again.
Well, when he's picking him up for the GTS, the crowd is booing hard, and he is reacting to the boos and knees him a couple more times, which is obviously a heel line. He's doing it on purpose.
So he wants to be a heel.
I don't think it's the right move, though.
No, it's not, but this is what he wants to do. And this is what, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be entertaining. I mean, I think we're probably looking at, I think, Double or Nothing or that Revolution pay-per-view. Punk versus Hangman. That might be where they're going.
Maybe.
Do you think Omega's turn? Well, let's finish this. All right, next is America's Top Team versus the Inner Circle. I could care less about this match. This felt like a WWE match. I hated it. And they had 19 minutes.
No Paige Van Zandt.
Why isn't Paige Van Zandt there?
Can you even give me
I actually asked look? That to her on Instagram. She said, ask me a question. I put, why aren't you at Full Gear? was at the other fight. She was at the other fight.
Could have gave a sign nice to look at least.
This was horrible. This felt like this. This is, to me, this felt like TNA. Felt like TNA. And it feels like Jericho has really turned. I just don't care anymore what he does. After what he did with the MJF feud, which I didn't like that either.
I'm going to be honest. Everything he's done ever since the first stadium stampede has been shit.
It really has.
Like, it's to a point where I can argue that his role right now isn't that far off from the role he had in WWE before he left.
No, I think you're right. I don't know. All right, so let's get to this damn main event. So now we got Hangman Adam Page versus Kenny Omega.
I like the video. I like the entrance, I guess.
I thought he was going to come out on the horse. I thought the horse's name was Buttercup.
I wanted him. I didn't want him to come out on a fucking horse. I wanted him to come in serious as fuck. No smile. He didn't. No laughing. That. I know.
Like, I mean, Punk did a good job doing that. He didn't do the you know, it's clobbering time. He just walked to the ring like it's a fight. All right, I'm going to talk about that.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, no, Hangman didn't do that. I thought Omega's entrance was pretty cool with the way the colors and everything looked.
It's like
I like the black tights.
Wear a cape now.
Yeah, I don't like that. That was stupid. That's too much cosplay crap. That's too much for me.
That's like fine. It was a fine little match. I felt like the crowd was hot in the beginning, and then they just stopped caring, and then they kind of cared again at the end. Which
I mean,
is very similar to a WWE match.
Yeah, it felt like a WWE match. And then the Bucks came out, and they just—that
was definitely not there. A WWE match. They were landing on their head like Ibushi and Naito. Like every move was like landing on your head.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was it. But the pace was a little off. New Japan.
It was
pace.
Off. It was off.
Wasn't
well,
New
no,
Japan.
It wasn't off. It's just they. It didn't. I don't know. I don't want to say that Hangman can't go at that pace, because I've seen him go that tag team match. He can go.
He can be, but
I don't know why. It was 25 minutes. That's not short, but for Omega, that's actually kind of short for an Omega match. Like, wasn't the Christian match longer?
No. The Christian match was like 15 minutes. This was about the same time. Yeah, it wasn't like
that. It should be three times longer than a Christian match, though. Right?
I mean, 20.
Your
25,
first
that's pretty good. I mean, that's not bad.
Danielson lasted 30 minutes, and this is your new champion. You're supposed to make him look stronger.
I don't know. I don't know
it
why.
It should have been a 35-minute match at the.
I don't know why we didn't do Danielson Omega 2, which is what everybody wanted to see.
But here's the thing, Justin. If you're going to do Hangman, One, you gotta just accept that you are, if this is the road you picked, he has to win.
Yeah.
Because of
why how couldn't he have won in February?
Yeah, like you either don't do the match or he has to win. So if you're gonna win
in February,
here's the thing. If you're gonna do the match and you're gonna have him win, he needs that. He has to have like one of the greatest matches of the year. It just has to.
Yeah.
Has to be. Because of who he, like.
But I told you what I wanted.
To you like this. Omega, if Omega Okada was just a normal match, the first one, we would have, Omega would have stayed where he was at.
But it was so good. And that was a 46-minute match.
But that's what made him. That match really was what made, that's what Hangman needed. He need not just to be a guy that Kenny is following.
This is my carrying. Problem with Omega of AEW. It feels like this new creation that has not felt great.
I'm gonna blame Hangman because I saw Omega against Christian, the first one. That was way better than this fucking match. Christian.
Yeah.
Christian. And then he fucking wrestles, which I did.
You saw.
I saw Omega and Danielson. And he definitely did it there.
Yeah. So but was that because Danielson was pushing him to do it?
It's who he is. It's what I told you. You don't see it here because he's not wrestling Okada and Ishii every week. He's wrestling Allen Angels. Is a difference. There's a difference.
But I feel like on the pay-per-views, I want to get that.
But here's that Omega. Point. The fact is he works to the level I feel of the opponent sometimes. And I felt this needed to be Hangman. There's no carry involved. He had to perform at the highest level he ever did. And he failed. Period.
He failed.
A better match. His tag team performance was better than this. He's had
maybe
better
he's
matches
a tag
than this.
Team, but maybe he's a tag team guy.
But he's had single matches better than this. He's a good.
Has he had
a good worker.
I don't really remember anyone, but yeah, but he faced Okada, I think, a couple of times. They were good.
Yeah, like he's a good worker, but.
Well, what was this?
This is the moment. This is Jordan time. Do or die.
But
give me the ball. Get the fuck out of the way. I'm gonna make this shot.
Also, and I don't like. The Bucks come out and they, you know, and they're like, "No, we're gonna leave him alone." And I'm like, "Why?"
That could have been done well, but you had to do it from the start, and you pan to them in a different shot because I didn't like their camera angle when they kept showing the Bucks.
Yeah.
If you would have like whenever they were in a rest spot, you go at one of the Bucks looking, being concerned. Thinking, should I not? You could have, and have JR dramatic about it. You could have made it special, but they didn't. They failed.
Are the Bucks going face? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think that's where they're going. Or eventual, you know.
I mean, they Omega just turned fucking heel a year ago. That's less than a year ago. It's so stupid to go that they're okay. Now they're going to be faced against. We're just I don't like that flip flopping.
We've already said this. The second CM Punk, Danielson, and Adam Cole came in, you should have gave up on giving Hangman the title for the next year or so.
Yeah, I know. That's what we would have done, but they don't want to do that. They want, I mean, one thing I will say this, and I was thinking about this is like, you know, we did bag on TNAs, they never did put it on the original, you know? So at least they did that.
They did. They give it to AJ
Styles
a couple
times. Yeah, but eventually. They never, but they,
this
you
is
know,
AJ Styles.
They didn't do it. They didn't do it like they should have done with, like, Joe. Joe should have been champion, like, a year before.
Okay, but this ain't it. This ain't
no, I know this ain't
what you're saying. Like, this is an AJ Styles won the title reign in the in TNA.
But the hard justice
when he
one.
First won the title, this is what it felt like.
Oh, you mean on the pay per views and like, the TNA NWA?
Yeah, like this doesn't like you're saying what you're saying is true, but this ain't it. This is one of those TNA reigns.
But here's the thing. One, let's just get it over
you
with.
You said like that you think this is how Joe should have been. Why? Joe was undefeated till he fought Kurt Angle. This guy's been taking jobs since like 2 years.
Well, did
he
you,
was
did you
the
read
first
it?
Job.
Did you see the thing? He's only lost one match, one singles match. Did you see that, the rankings when they showed him?
He lost against Jericho.
Yeah, I guess that was the one.
He lost against Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so doesn't it
reset? He lost against Kenny again.
Yeah, he did.
That's three matches right there.
I don't even remember.
And those are the...
Yeah, good point. Oh, yeah, they reset the thing every year.
He lost to fucking Brian Cage.
I don't remember that.
Brian Cage,
who?
You remember
Brian
that
who?
Guy? The Which guy who guy? Hasn't been on TV for 2 months.
Does he work here?
He beat the champion.
That worked out so well, having his wife talk about the company for him.
Word.
He's nowhere. Is that even a team thing? He might as well just go back to Team Taz and pretend like it didn't happen.
He should.
Be like, you know, you beat me and everything, but I got nowhere else to go.
It's amazing. Like I don't blame Omega for this match not being great. Cause there
Why
was
are we doing this
thing,
match? Nobody wanted to see this match. Other than these hangman, all I heard was people belt him. Okay, well now we belt him. Let's see how good he does. I don't think it's gonna be that great.
Well, I mean,
and I really don't want to
be good because it's his hometown. So
well, yeah, that'll be fine. And then we're gonna see him. He's gonna probably face unless Bray Wyatt comes out and kills him in his hometown.
Shut up, he's not coming. He saw that shit and he was like, "Oh no, I'm good."
He had the Fiend mask on. He's like, "No,"
yeah,
he
I'm
took
good.
It off. I'm gonna do horror movies.
Hangman.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Hangman.
Motherfucker gotta run me over with a horse. What?
Mick Okada looked at it. He was flipping a coin and was like, "No,
I'm good."
he pointed to Ishii. He said, "You go."
You know what's funny? Like I saw that.
Actually, New Japan right now is having a pay per view right now. And
you know what's funny? They were doing they announced a tag match with Ishii, and I immediately said, "Wow." Omega versus Ishii for the title would have been a great main event. Way better than this shit.
Yeah, but they see this Hangman Page as their top guy. He's their guy that they made since the three.
Hey, you know what? I didn't think Okada was the guy, and I was wrong. I didn't think Naito was the guy, and I was wrong. So, you know what? Maybe Hangman is the guy, and I'm just wrong. I don't know. I don't see it.
I don't think.
But maybe I'm wrong. You know, like.
I think he's going to be a fine.
I've been wrong before.
I can see him being a fine champion, but I don't see him lighting the world on fire. He's not the champion they need right now.
No, he's not. With Omega, you had so many pay-per-view match headlines you could have done.
And now they're going to go back to those
matches. Champion realistically for another year.
I know.
If Bray came, like you have opponents, endless opponents.
I don't know.
To me, you shouldn't change the title till you run out of opponents. That's why you change the title.
But this is what they're doing.
Hey, man,
they set out a story.
What does he have? Who he got to fight?
I guess he's going to have to face Daniel.
Brian Cage?
We're going to have to watch him.
He's going to fight Warlow? He's going to fight Warlow?
No, you know what I think they might be doing? I think they might be going back. He may face like an MJF.
Warlow?
No, not Warlow.
You gotta fight Warlow?
He's not facing Warlow.
Jesus, if he fights Warlow, I'm done with this shit.
He's not facing
Warlow. Fuck. If you gotta fight MJF, he will fight Warlow. So you're lying right there. They'll do Warlow before they do MJF. And now I gotta see Warlow in another fucking match.
Oh God!
Fuck!
I don't know what we're doing.
I feel like Jim Cornette right now.
I don't know. I just think this is a mistake.
I'm like getting red and shit.
This is a mistake. I don't think this is the time to. They've set it up. They set it up in such a way that he had to win. If you didn't do that match and he didn't win,
my argument was the match shouldn't have happened.
No, I know. Both of us agree on that.
Because you had to have him win now.
But they wanted to have the storybook ending of Omega beat him last year and now Paige beat him this year.
Bro, you give me the next like three pay-per-views. And those are three matches Kenny could have had, and have Hangman at All Out if you really want him to win.
And you know what they're gonna do. You know Danielson's probably gonna lose to Hangman, which is gonna suck.
And you know what?
Nobody wants to see.
I'm gonna tell you how I would have booked it, right?
Not booking.
I would have never had Hangman have the match. I would have had him go against Danielson, right?
And lose.
Boom. Win. Defend. Boom. Goes against Punk or Adam Cole, Malakai Black, and have those as your title matches for the pay-per-view. Then once it's All Out, oh, by the way, Hangman Danielson, Hangman wins. Okay, boom. He goes against Punk. Punk loses. Hangman Punk, Hangman wins. So you have him beat all the guys that Omega has just beat. Firmly putting him as number one contender, boom, goes against an All Out. Now you have him. He's beating all the stars on his way up. Everybody knows he's going to win, and he has looked very strong on his way to
okay.
win.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
I would have done it
that way. Oh, we didn't do that.
That way, you get the dream matches, and you get the up-and-comer beating those guys, also doing like little mini dream matches on his way to the match.
I don't know. This just feels like such a...
Isn't that so much better than what they did?
Yes, it would. But this almost felt like a Vince thing where it's like, I got to do this anyways.
Well, like, no, why? Because Vince always changes his mind. This is actually kind of the opposite. This is like...
Not when it's his top guy. He doesn't change his mind.
He had Brock.
Reigns. He did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good point. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is, okay, he's our guy. We got to make him champion now. He deserves it, you know.
Oh, God.
I promise him when he took the job to Jericho, he was going to win within a year. I got to keep my word.
That's what we're going to hear in Virginia. You deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, God. Sometimes I hate fans. They're such puppets.
I don't know, man. He gets big pops. I don't know, man. I just don't see it.
Here's the thing, and I don't know. Just, I was in those arenas. I didn't think he was more over than Danielson, or Punk.
No.
And that's what I felt.
And people will then.
And that was like 3 weeks ago.
And you know what people will retort? Well, that's unfair. You can't compare them to Danielson, but you don't get the point of a world title.
Then why are we putting the title on him?
You give it to the top guy. It's not about deserving. It's
see, this is the thing. WWE has done such a wonderful job of like, well, it's his turn. No, it's not his turn. Are you the top guy or are you not the top guy?
If you're not, then we shouldn't have you with the belt. We should have the guy who is the top guy.
This is one of the things that I don't like that Russo did was he traded the belt with so many guys that it
for ratings.
Yeah, for ratings. But
then it didn't. If at first it worked.
Yeah,
but
when he did it with Kane and Austin, that was fine.
Yeah, you know?
And then he did it with
it over and over and over again.
But then he kept doing it, and then he went to
Vince McMahon and beat Triple H for the title. You know, like whatever.
Yeah, you beat him.
Warlow.
Yeah, you beat him for the title. I don't know. I thought his buckshot should have had more snap in it.
Yeah, I agree.
On that final shot.
I gotta say, like, why is that his big finish instead of the dead eye? That looks way better.
I don't know. The way he did the dead eye tonight, I was like, ugh.
Well, yeah, because is what I was saying. This was his moment, and he failed.
I failed.
But normally his dead eye looks really good. Definitely way better than the damn lariat. Because if you're not going to do the lariat the way Ishii does a lariat.
I've seen him do stiff lariats, though.
Yeah,
but this one didn't feel very stiff.
When he wants to, because he's a depressive cowboy, so he got to feel like doing it.
Well, let's see what he does. I don't feel like
putting all my power into it right now. Do I have to? I mean, it's just an AEW title. Who cares, right? I could do it next time. We're gonna be in Virginia, my hometown. You know, I'll
that's
put
the
some
thing.
More
mustard. We're watching Austin in '96 and '97, and he's so angry. God. And you've got Hangman Page like maybe.
He should be mad for all this shit he had to take for the last 2 years. But no, he's just depressed. He drinks a lot. He's going to AA meetings, but he keeps failing and drinking again. You know, he's having a battle with the devil of alcohol.
You know, he's with the Dork Order.
He's losing that battle right now.
He's found a family, a new family in the Dark Order. What a lame faction they are. I absolutely hate the Dark Order.
And I'm going to say right now, if some idiot tries to hit me up saying, oh, man, You have to be sensitive to alcoholics.
Not in wrestling. We don't need that.
I don't give a fuck.
I just...
Period.
What?
I don't give a fuck. Period.
Well, the thing is, it's more of a depressive alcoholic. It's not like Austin.
Like AA. That's what I said.
It's not leading to any. Yeah, if Austin came
Jake Roberts. He's Jake Roberts.
Like if Austin came out and was like, well, you know, I lost, so I'm gonna go to the bar and, you know, drink.
Look, it would be
that cool would give
if
a shit.
He acted like a drunk going into the ring, right? You know what would have been dope? You know what could have made him? How about he goes in like he's just drunk and he's like tippering, falling like he's Jeff Hardy. And then when the bell rings, he hits him with the dead eye. 1, 2, 3. Boom. Squashes Kenny Omega. And yeah, does that shit. That. You know, Jake Roberts did that spot to Jerry King Lawler in 96. And I was like, you know what? Hangman Page could do that.
That would have been a good thing. But I mean, yeah. That would be great.
Because
match.
To me, if you're not going to have a fantastic, great match of the year with Omega, you might as well squash him.
Now, you know what I think could happen?
Think about that, though.
Should have wrestled.
Do you think
Omega?
He would have got more over if he just squashed him and made him look stupid?
That would have been kind of good.
You know, like,
that would have been good.
Maybe do a something where like Omega has his back turned, is looking to the crowd, and the crowd sees.
But they've kind of, you know, let's be honest, they've kind of killed the whole drinking gimmick for a while now. He hasn't really been doing
it
much.
Because they're not doing it right.
Yeah. No, it's stupid.
You know, like, it's not a hard gimmick. Look, this is what you do, right? Look, Hangman, Miro is cutting a promo with the intense light. I'm redeemed. God, yes. And
also, why did he bring in
Wait,
Lana?
Wait. And then the camera pans left and you see Hangman Page in a corner and they put the camera on Hangman and then he looks at the camera like, and then drinks, not depressively. He's just like laughing at this intense promo.
Where he's like at a bar. Yeah, I mean,
and
since he's just Hangman,
and
Page kind of comes off like the guy who goes to the bar, you know, has been... He goes, talks to a girl, and the girl goes.
He should be the guy that goes.
She just
to
looks
the bar.
At him and is like, no. Well, I guess I'll drink over here.
He should be the guy that goes to the bar and is laughing at the guy over there. And like, look at that guy.
That's a fun
cool.
thing. No, instead, he comes off like the guy who gets you know, rejected by women and is just like, but, you know, he, I'll go like drink over here.
There was a couple weeks there, like those segments where the Dark Order would do something and they're like trying to get him to do something. And, and he's like laughing at them while drinking. I was like,
that, yeah, that's how they started cool. Yeah, that was good.
And then eventually he actually went and that's where they killed it.
Instead, he feels like Jason Biggs in American Pie.
You know what that reminds me of? Imagine if The Rock, when he did the Rock and Saw Connection, and when Mankind would like try to hug him, if he actually hugged him back, or like said, or didn't react,
when he handed him the jacket, the Rock and Saw, and he put it on,
like he put it on. Oh my god.
And he started wearing the sock, Mr. Rocco.
You know, like imagine
he starts wearing the Mr. Rocco thing.
That's Hangman Page.
Yeah,
Hangman Page.
Whereas The Rock just looks at him where he's holding this thing. He's like, really? You gave me this.
When Dude Love was teaming with Austin.
And Austin started, you know.
I can't even finish the sentence. It's so ridiculous.
Wait, finish it.
I can't. It's too ridiculous.
I have to hear
the idea of Austin and Dude Love like doing the dance together. Oh my
god! Like Vince did, where Vince is doing it, and Austin's like trying not to laugh. He's like, oh my god.
Hangman Page.
Jim Ross said Vince is like the Elaine of dancing in Seinfeld. He really is.
He is the Elaine
of Seinfeld. Yeah, he said like he thinks Elaine. He's a good dancer.
I call it the Elaine.
The Elaine.
Oh, you know,
Vince is a horrible dancer.
Jamerson is at Full Gear.
Oh, is he?
Obviously.
Wow. Yeah. Did he get a chair? I saw the chairs there.
He probably did. The only good thing from that show.
Yeah, I'm probably going to cut this out. Nobody knows who Jamerson is. Or do you want me to keep it in? You want me to keep it in? All right. Do you have anything else to say about Full Gear? Anything else to say about Full Gear?
It sucked. It should have ended with "We're here."
Yeah, that would have been great. All right, so let's say it. The truth
shall set you free.